It's Mark Yeagy here, wealth architect and lifestyle investor. Let's take your life to the next level. Welcome to the Wealth Architect Podcast. Hey, everybody. Mark Yeagy, host of the Wealth Architect Podcast. Welcome to another edition. And just a quickie today to bring up a couple of points of news that I thought were interesting. And if you live in California, you probably know about this. Maybe you don't. But if you don't live in California, you're probably not seeing much news on it. But California just voted to eliminate the sales of gas-powered vehicles in the state by 2035. I find that really interesting. Like, that's pretty aggressive. Like, we're going to take, you know, have you seen pictures of those traffic jams? Like, they're going to take all those cars off the road. Now, of course, they're not going to be off the road all at once, but they're not going to sell any new ones because they want to drive everybody to electric vehicles. Well, I suppose if you're green and you think green is going to, you know, change the temperature of the world, which it isn't, then those are the decisions you make as legislators. But you're not making practical decisions. You know why? Because yesterday, the power companies who have a very poor grid and they have blackouts and brownouts in the state of California came out and said, hey, can you do us a favor? Don't charge your electric vehicles. Now, imagine this when everybody's got electric vehicles. I guess that means nobody moves because we want to save the planet or some crazy thing. Like, let's send everybody back 1,000 years and we can all cook on wood stoves and we just stay home. And then maybe we get a horse or something. And then we don't charge our electric vehicle that we have sitting in the garage, but at least we have the solar power generating something for somebody. I don't understand. I don't get it. Like, none of the decisions that these green people are making line up, right? And believe me, listen, I think there's room for solar. There's room for wind. There's room for the internal combustion engine. There's room for electric vehicles. There's room for hybrids. There's room for all this stuff. Why would you eliminate something that has brought our society to this point if you don't have a viable alternative? And by telling people they can't charge their electric vehicles, that's saying, hey, we don't have a viable alternative yet because our grid can't handle it. And they don't have the money to pay for another grid. Let me tell you that. That grid's been built up over the last 80 or 90 years and probably needs repair, but they don't have the money or they would already repaired it. That's why we have all these fires in California. They've already proven that the poor grid is causing transformers to blow up and creating all these fires out in California. They just don't get it. All right, enough of the rant. But the bottom line is you need to be aware of the craziness that people are passing. And I can't even make this up. Like, if I were joking, I couldn't even be able to write that joke. All right. The next thing is NVIDIA. So if you've been watching the chart on NVIDIA, and I watch charts every day, and I think NVIDIA is a great company. They make cameras and chips. And, you know, we've been having a chip shortage. So you think, well, chip shortage, let's buy chip companies like NVIDIA. This stock has declined from about $350 to right now where it is at $138. It's down 9% today. Why? Because the U.S. government said, okay, we're going to eliminate an American company's ability to sell chips in China. Now, that's a little overreach, isn't it? Like, when an American company now has to suffer and the shareholders have to suffer because we don't want to send chips to China. Now, I know we have a chip shortage and I don't really know what the rationale behind it. Maybe they're thinking if we don't send them to China, we get to use them ourselves. But if we use them ourselves, then the stock wouldn't be down 9%. Basically, what the market is telling us is that they cut the legs out from under NVIDIA just by regulatory fiat. Use that word fiat very intentionally, right? Fiat means by decree. And the government just signs a thing by decree that says this company and other companies that are sending chips to China can no longer do that. Ah, we don't care about the shareholders. We don't care about the stockholders. We only care that we're not going to send them to China because we want to send some kind of a message. Nah, whether you agree with it or whether you're not, I thought I'd bring it to your attention. So there's two interesting issues there. NVIDIA has some major problems right now because of the chip shortage, which you'd think would be positive for them. And now because the government is getting in the way of them sending things to China. I guess the theme of this whole podcast is get the hell out of the way, government. Like, why do you need to go and get involved in everybody's business? You're clearly not competent to do it. Look at our inflation. Look at our gas prices. Look at the stupid ideas they have, you know, going green. Look at Germany. Now, I've mentioned this in a past podcast, but Germany basically said about 15, 20 years ago, you know what? That nuclear power that we have, that's really dirty. Now, you know, it's not really dirty, but they deemed it to be dirty. And this little petulant Swedish or Netherlands girl, what's her name? Thunberg or whatever. I guess everybody listens to her because now she's saying, well, you got to get rid of nuclear. It's dirty. And so you get rid of nuclear and now you got to buy your gas and your oil from Russia. And now Russia is pissed off at the Germans. They're pissed off at Europe for supporting Ukraine. And so they're cutting them off. And so Germany's now, you know what they're doing? I think I mentioned this in the past, but I'm going to mention it again. They're going back to coal. And they just voted today to keep one of their nuclear power options open, one of their nuclear power plants that they were going to close down. And, you know, so they're going back the other way. Unfortunately, they're going to freeze this winter. It doesn't make any sense. Oil prices have gone up 10 times. Your power bill, if you live in Europe, especially Germany, has gone up an incredible amount, like 10 times. You imagine waking up tomorrow and getting your power bill and it's 10 times what it was last year? It's just crazy. All the name of this crazy green stuff, because we think that we're going to change the temperature of this ball of molten rock and lava, you know, going through space at a really fast speed with the sun shining on it and asteroids coming around. We think we're going to change the temperature of that by eliminating greenhouse gases. Now, one last thought. If you're reading the science on this, okay, you got to really dig into who's paying for the science, because the only people that are getting funded are the ones that are coming up with this green stuff, this conclusion that we're causing the rise of CO2. We're causing the sea levels to rise. By the way, I'm not seeing the sea levels rise. I went to the beach a couple weeks ago in the same place where I grew up. The sea levels are exactly the same. Exactly the same. Nobody's building higher seawalls and nobody's making their houses go up higher. So this is all a bunch of stuff. Remember when I was a kid, we were supposedly in an ice age and you know, we were going to run out of food, right? Now we're not in an ice age. All of a sudden the science apparently changed because we, you know, whatever we do, whatever who's getting funded decides that they want to have a different narrative and eliminate our ability to drive, you know, combustion vehicles. And we want to change to something else. So now we're in a heating thing, right? Where the girl, we've got a greenhouse problem and the sea levels are going to rise. And notice how they never say the sea levels are going to rise by next year, by an inch. They always say, you know, by 2050 or 2100. So we can never have to measure. Those people are all dead by the time that doesn't happen. So they're never held to account. And, you know, but they make the world change based on some pseudoscience that's funded by the people that make money on it, right? The very people that are making money on it are funding these scientists. That's why you're seeing all the stories say that we have global climate change and that it's humans that are causing it. It's not humans that are causing it. We're not going to affect this big ball hurtling through the world, through the space, I should say. We're not. Like, you know, these scientists who can't even keep their blood pressure in check are trying to keep our world's temperature in check with their pseudoscience. It's just crazy. And now you're seeing it start to affect you. You're seeing inflation. You're starting to see stupid decisions out of governments that's eliminating the best technology that we've had for moving people around for the last 100 years in exchange for some other technology that's clearly not better. Now, I don't believe you get rid of it, but it's clearly not better. You don't do an all or nothing switch. That's the problem when you have too much government. All right, enough from me today. Hope you have a fantastic day, and I'll see you next edition of the Wealth Architect Podcast. Bye.
You've been listening to the Wealth Architect Podcast with Mark Yagi. Follow us on iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Like and subscribe on YouTube. Share and tell your friends. See you soon.